better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Race drops are falling on my head. And that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying up for me. Cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining. Because I'm free.
Ooh. Welcome to Respectfully Podcast.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Whose song is that? Usher?
Yeah.
It's Usher.
R. Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
It's about piss.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh my
it's
God,
about
that was right there.
Piss. It's Aaliyah, actually.
Oh, sorry. Oh my God. The first time I try to do a little wholesome open, you're like pedophilia, urine. But that's the dichotomy.
You know, that's the damn show.
It is. Well,
and welcome to the show.
I'm Andrea Allen.
I'm Lizzie Cassidy, and our guest today, hilarious stand-up comedian and, dare I say, friend in real life.
Woo! Yeah.
Guys, it's Shaunik Godkindy.
Hi.
And return guest. We don't have a lot of those.
Uh-oh. No, we don't.
Back
no,
for
we
part
don't.
Two.
We don't have a lot of those. Yeah. Back and better than ever.
Back and better than ever.
Yeah.
I lost 2 pounds.
Did you?
Congratulations.
Wow.
Or you look great in any way that you want to be.
Even if you gained 2 pounds, I'd think that was cool, too.
Oh, yeah. Six,
unless
six,
you were trying not to, and then I'd be like, well, we can talk.
It's a process.
Yeah, that's
everything's
life.
A process. Yeah, your last, respectfully, you had, like, positive takes that weren't lame.
And one of the best, I think one of the best respectfullys of all time.
I don't remember. What did we talk about?
You said, tell your friends that you love them.
Oh, that's sick, actually.
That was one of the best ones we've ever had.
Yeah.
That's sick as hell, actually.
I love doing
that. If you haven't listened to that episode, pause this one.
Pause this one.
Go back for context.
Yep.
It's a lot of context. We're going to be rehashing all
sure, our yeah, yeah. You have to have seen part one to get part
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
I just pull up a huge book of notes. Well, so I wanted to talk about... Every once in a while when I'm hypomanic because I can't drink or if I can't have sex with people who hate me because I'm in a loving relish, which is
married
good,
even.
Which
married.
Is good. Married.
You're married too.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're so wow. This has been happening in my life. This
Whenever
is the first
married?
Year that it's actually happened
sure,
to me.
Sure.
Where everyone around me is married or engaged.
Yeah.
And boy is my boyfriend not hearing the end of that. Boy is he not hearing. I mean, I think every day.
It's going into
I'll tell anybody.
Forever.
Have we only been together a year? You bet your ass we have. But we live together. And we have to go to fucking 4 weddings this year. All of his friends are engaged or married.
Yeah, because he's in his thirties.
He's in his thirties,
right?
And he's not a comedian.
Yeah.
So they get married.
They're all married,
right.
And so every time I hang out with them, they're talking about a wedding that just happened or a wedding that's coming up or a couple that just got engaged. And I keep going, must be nice.
You actually say that? That's really.
I do. And
Lizzie's
he goes,
a wedding girl. She
I love weddings.
Stuff.
Yeah, cool. I have a Pinterest board. I know people wouldn't think, but I love throwing a great party.
Yeah. And so, what's a wedding but
that's
a,
what
excuse
I wanted
to throw an
and yours was a great party.
Yeah.
No ceremony. Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
Do a little my wife bit up top and then let's start drinking, baby.
And my boyfriend, every like wedding that my boyfriend gets invited to, he's a groomsman.
And then you just kind of hang out.
And then I just kind of hang out. But I keep doing this bit where I go, always a groomsman's girlfriend, never a bride.
We have fun, folks.
Never a bride, always the groomsman's girlfriend at the table full of single people. Yeah. Never the bride.
Can't believe you put that on a t-shirt.
I wore it to the wedding. That is not a cool move on my part.
Not a cool move, funny.
Very
funny.
Everyone, every wedding needs a disruptor a little bit.
Yeah, and I can't, and I also can't drink.
Yeah,
I can't
so
do drugs.
Yeah,
so I gotta dance and I gotta be weird.
Yeah,
I gotta freak out one of your aunts, dude. I must freak out an aunt.
Or opening something up within her where she's like, "I used to be free.
I used to be free,
and my life is a cage
I'm
now."
Yeah, go text that boy.
Yes,
and
yes.
Yeah, you are. Yeah,
my husband's dead, and there's a younger man who I never
met. A nice Korean man when I was in college. I should find him.
On Facebook.
I should go look him up on Facebook.
Well,
my boyfriend is like, he's at the table, the head table with the wedding party, and I'm at the kids' table coloring with a crayon in my fist.
Not even a color.
I'm like, do you guys smoke weed yet? What are you guys up to?
It's a cloth tablecloth.
It's a cloth tablecloth. I brought the crayon.
You're like, hey, if you're gay, I'm okay with it. And
I'm
you
like,
can talk to
her.
They're kind of all looking at Eli being like, she like of age mentally?
Is
she good, man?
He has to cut up my steak.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, delicious.
Could we get this well done, actually?
She doesn't like, if she can see the pink, she doesn't
like
it.
She gets freaked out. She doesn't like
chicken and no green stuff. No green stuff on the plate. Stuff.
What do you mean? Like leaves and stuff.
Don't. Even like a sprinkle of parsley, you don't. Have to leave it off.
She'll freak out.
Separate She's going to freak it. Out.
We don't Separate have the crayons it. In the box.
She'll flip a table, dude.
Well, speaking of Facebook.
Yeah, okay.
So I need to feel free sometimes or that like I still got the weird girl in me.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah, because I have a pretty boring girl life, which I love.
Yeah, we both grew Stability. Up recently.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we have to, and we are both famously watching girls. Sometimes we have to embrace our inner Hannah.
Yeah.
So and just like Hannah's, make a Hannah's bad nuts. Choice.
Yeah.
Hannah's Lena Dunham.
Oh.
Sometimes we just have to embrace our inner Hannah and like do something fucking weird.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you do?
So.
Beta guy? Sorry.
I wish.
Oh, that'd be so good. No, I'm surfing the Facebook Marketplace algorithm now.
As am I.
Yeah. So I bought a bunch of Facebook Marketplace stuff for the studio. And then I'm like now in the matrix of like Facebook Marketplace people. I know the movers and shakers.
You're locked in.
I'm locked in.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get some like weirdo art for my apartment. And I found a man who sells things from estate sales.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. So usually I don't go into people's homes.
Yes.
However, this guy had a lot of history selling stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is like a business in my mind. And I'm being like, well, that's different.
Yeah.
But is it?
Right.
Really?
It's still his house.
It's still his house. But I wanted to feel something. So I went to Bensonhurst, which is very, very deep in Brooklyn.
Yep. Yeah.
So again, it's like another little adventure, like, ooh, a neighborhood I don't really know a lot about, but I know it's like very Italian. So like, what's that?
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of where like cops are made.
Yeah.
There's a portal that they walk out of.
Yes.
I was in Far Rockaway last weekend and I was like, this is where they build them.
Yeah.
They have like a factory full of clay.
They like crank it. Yeah.
Give this one a mustache.
Yeah. You get off the subway, they just give you a badge and a fire hose and you're like,
and a firearm.
Yeah. Yes. All three. The trifecta, the talismans. So I get there. And the guy, via text, seems very normal and formal.
Yeah.
And then I get into his apartment, and he just has an energy that I'm not super into.
And you're alone?
And I'm alone. I know. No.
I know.
But I have a sickness where
has
I'm like...
Has a whole husband and went alone.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, what is even the point of having one?
I know. And weird friends. I could have found a weird friend to go with me.
Yeah.
I mean, we're friends with boys. The only benefit of that is having someone to go with.
Yeah. I know. Shonik would have gone with me.
Come on, let's go to
next one. Let's go to Bensonhurst. So he's got, you know when people have that energy where you can tell they really want you to like them?
I see.
Yeah, it's like pretty like, hey, what? Hey, check this out. Oh, I got this fucking, and I'm like, oh no. And he's dressed like trying to be trendy, but he's a few waves back.
Which is Bensonhurst, by the way.
What do you mean he's wearing like a...
Like V-neck.
You know?
He's hipster Williamsburg.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Remember Portlandia hipster Williamsburg?
Yes.
And shout out to hipster Williamsburg, but baby, it's over.
It's been over. But so it's kind of girls coded.
It is girls coded.
Because I'm going to a portal, and then it's hipster Williamsburg, and it's a guy named Penny Black, who's very weird.
Whoa.
And
what? Sounds like an old-timey cigarette.
Dude, oh my God. I wish it was like a folksy guy.
It sounds like they would do ads for that cigarette on Mad Men.
Yeah.
Penny Black. For women.
It's toasted.
It's toasted and it's for girls.
Yes. It's cloves. It's something like that. So Penny.
It's skinny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Penny Black ushers me into his living room, which is filled with beautiful stuff. Here's the thing. I wasn't wrong about the stuff.
Yeah.
Like it was
stuff's
like.
Great.
Gorgeous. He's clearly been a mover and shaker in the hoarding selling business.
He's a mover and shaker in the hoarding scene.
Yes. And I'm putting my toe into
what
the
hoards. Penny's
dude,
got such a great
There is no
collect.
Room to move or shake.
No. walking sideways. Oh, sorry. I don't want to knock over that weird frog sculpture. Okay, that's like from a woman
and
who's
you
dead.
Know he's
okay.
Got a few.
And he's like, I got these cool purses, and they're just like dog shit. Like they're so ugly. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's so cool. And then he starts, he's like, I'm actually a DJ also.
Of course.
Which is, this is how these weirdos are. They have 17 hustles and they like.
And none of them are like good ways to make a stability thing.
No.
And they're not good at any of them.
Yeah.
No. They're a hobbyist and a hoarder. And they're trying to like, I could tell Penny Black wanted me to think he was really cool.
Of course. Yeah.
And I'm also a girl. He needs it to live. And I'm like, everything's on the line. I know. His life's on the line. My life's on the line. For different reasons.
The stakes are high.
So high.
The stakes actually couldn't be high.
Dude, my cortisol is through the roof. I'm just like, whoa. And so he starts to play records and so loud. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm putting on a little ambient music. It's
scary.
Yes, it was so scary, dude. He keeps turning up more.
Nothing will dysregulate my nervous system faster than a bad DJ playing loud music.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's like the kind of thing where even if it's in, like, a club setting where it's supposed to be, I walk in and I'm like, no.
It feels like there's a big python in there.
Yes, dude. This guy was so python-coded.
God, you know what it's like to be a woman.
Yes.
You are a girl's girl.
Yeah, you know what a threat is like. You know how to identify a threat.
Totally.
You know how to neutralize the threat.
Yeah.
This guy had such Python energy. It's crazy. He didn't have like weird bugs or butterflies.
Any
sort of like off
freezer
center.
Full of rats.
Yes. Yeah, I don't even know what was in that kitchen. I don't even want to fucking know. Actually, I do. There was a stool that he pulled out and made me sit on. It was like so strong and heavy. And I'm like,
Also, I'll tell you what's in that fridge. Definitely kimchi. Have you noticed
this? Oh, my God. You're so right.
What's the deal with these white guys and kimchi?
They love it. They
Black guy. But also, I'd like to make the point that white guys are hoarding the kimchi in New York City.
Yeah.
And they'll eat it in front of you like it makes them cool.
Yeah.
It's funny because
it's a thousand-year-old dish.
I know.
Yeah.
And people are just finding out about it.
I know.
Yeah.
And they eat it like it's impressive to you. And you're like, no, it's like tastes good.
I saw a guy do it on the bus, which was diabolical.
On the bus. I also think you're allowed
to do that
on the bus.
I'm sorry. If you're going to eat kimchi on the bus, you absolutely must be Korean.
You just absolutely have to be
Korean.
He was like a bodybuilder and he had a Ziploc bag full of chicken breasts and then a box full of kimchi. It was really bizarre.
But Penny Black is one of these. Anytime someone's like a weird hustler, they're also on the next food or health thing or whatever.
Yeah, totally.
So Penny Black definitely has fermented shit and yogurt. And like if I let him go down that path, he would have been telling me about macros and all that stuff. People who track macros are like famously insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you're correct on that for sure.
Yeah.
So he's playing the music. He keeps turning it up. And then he's like, dance. Like, he's dancing.
What?
And he's like, dance. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
And now you're in a classic dancer be killed situation.
Yes, dude.
Oh, no.
Panic at the Disco.
And if you claim to be a weird girl, Panic at the Disco is hilarious.
Yeah,
name of the episode.
Yeah.
If you claim to be a weird girl and you've never been in a dancer be killed situation, don't talk to
you're
me.
You're not a weird girl.
You're not a weird girl.
You have not earned it.
If you've not gone to Bensonhurst with a man who has on his last limb.
Yeah.
And I'm holding stuff between my legs.
I love this. You told me about this. This
is
so
funny.
Well, I'm like holding like pieces of arts and like things that
the
I'm
things
like
that
looking
you
at.
Oh.
And so I'm like, well, I can't really dance because I have stuff. But then I just had my legs squeezed together and was going like,
knees together, paintings in between the legs, just kind of bare minimum moving.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is so scary.
It's so scary. So then he's like yelling at me to dance and he starts talking about music. And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll like talk music shop with him because I'm like a music nerd. So I'm like, maybe this will like
calm him down.
Yeah. So he puts a Boney M
record
like, on.
You're like, playing a flute for a cobra.
Yes, 100%. like on a frequency that like only a dog can understand.
Yeah.
He just like slowly falls asleep. But he's playing a Boney M record. I love Boney M. And do you guys know Milli Vanilli?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, and famously, Milli Vanilli does not sing. It was like all a scam. They were lip syncing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
So, like a German, weird German dude puts together these like super groups of like Earth, Wind, and Fire, like cool, trendy black people, and he sings all the everything, and then the black people just like wear cool outfits and dance.
I see.
Love. So that's love that. Boney M. So I'm like, did you know that like they're not actually singing? And he was like, no, that's not true. And I was like, ah,
you're right.
Right.
You're right. You're right. Sorry.
Right. Well, because I think he wants me. He wants to be the cool music.
Cool yes. One. Exactly. Yeah.
And I come in with a factoid and he's like, oh, this fucking bitch. Or like, I'm embarrassed because I'm supposed to be the man in this situation.
Yeah.
And I'm the DJ.
Yeah. I'm the DJ. Turn that up. And then he's like, I love soul. And I'm like, oh, do you like Donny Hathaway? And he just goes, no. And I'm like,
okay.
Donny
Hathaway's amazing.
Yeah, Donny Hathaway's amazing.
Sorry.
But I think he doesn't know who Donny Hathaway is. And he's embarrassed again because he was trying to impress me with his music acumen. Yeah. And I'm like fucking poning him with basic music.
And you're not even trying to pone him. You're just asking him questions about artists or giving like a normal factoid.
There's a thing in trauma response called fawning.
Yep.
Where you just
fight, flight, freeze, fawn.
So fawn is when you go, oh yes,
yeah, dude, 100%, and you're like,
you appeal to the ego.
Yes, you're just like dancing with him like a little doll, and being like, you're
it's
the
like
man.
People who escape from serial killers by being like, I get you.
Yes,
your mom was mean,
and that does work. I feel like,
well, it depends on some of them. Some of them respond negatively to that.
Yeah.
Some of them go, you're faking it.
Yeah. Of course I am.
Yeah.
I'm wearing weird underwear you put on me. Of course I'm trying to connect to you about
your
motherly
womb. I'm in your absolute basement. Yeah.
So then I'm like,
not the mother wound.
I'm like, dude, you got to go for the mother wound sometimes.
You
got to
go for the mother wound.
So, oh my God.
So then I'm like, okay, I ask for how much a painting is, and he says $500. And I'm like, fuck. Because I'm like, I got to buy something from this weirdo.
Oh my God, you did not give him $500.
No. Because
there's a version of Andrea that gives that guy $500.
If my mania is a little higher, because it's the price of your life.
Yeah.
Now I'm bartering for my life.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's a little out of my price range. So then I'm like going around and I see a bunch of like printed old prints, photos of like cool 50s pinup girls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great. These can't be that expensive. I like them. This is how we're getting out clean. And I'm like showing those to him and he's like, oh, I have so much other good stuff. Pulls open a drawer. First thing he pulls out, actress. Do you remember the actress from Lost? The brunette woman who's like famously
Lost.
Really hot.
Okay.
But she's just like a really hot lady and full bush out. She is naked, full bush.
Oh.
In another scenario, I
love
that.
Yeah.
But he's like, what about this one? And I'm like, oh, you've been waiting to fucking just get full bush right in front of my face.
And he wants you to be like, I also have a full bush.
100%.
Oh my God.
Everything's a little test with this guy. Everything's like a little move to see. I'm like a rat in a cage and he's just like putting little treats everywhere and being like, how am I going to get this bitch?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh.
And it's so funny that in these situations we forget about leaving.
Right.
Yeah. We just the option of leaving goes
just
out of our brains.
Turning 180 degrees and walking.
Yeah. I know. I don't know why I didn't leave.
Because you're scared.
Because I'm scared. Yeah.
But we do have to, as a society, we have to start leaving.
Yeah. You're right.
If you're watching this.
If you're watching
leave.
This. Just leave, dude.
If you're bound
I mean,
in a serial
fake
colors.
A damn phone call.
Yes.
If you must.
Yeah.
And I, of course, would be like, My husband.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't get, is your husband here right now, bitch?
Right.
Don't think so. So then now he's like, I need you to do a social media video for me promoting my business.
I'm not getting paid for this.
I know.
Hustler.
Yeah, hustler culture. And he's pulling up Facebook videos of just one after another, only women.
Yeah.
Being like, thank you, Penny Black.
Fear in their eyes.
Fear in their eyes.
Fear in their eyes. Sweat on their forehead. Full bush.
All of them bushes out. And him being like, I like this in the background. So there's a video of me on Facebook somewhere being like, I love these. And he's like, fan out the photos. Fan them out. And he's like getting close to me, like get a right angle. And I'm like, I love these beautiful photos, Penny Black. I buy the photos.
Yep.
$150.
Come on.
I know, dude. I know. my whole ass utility bill just to survive this encounter.
And at that point, it's like, what is even the point of Facebook Marketplace?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
the whole idea is shot.
Yeah, I know. Everything's ruined.
What did you even go for? You just went to look because he had a cool
warehouse? Yeah, yeah. He had a cool, it was his apartment, which I didn't, I was like, okay, maybe he has multiple rooms. Some of these hoarders have like full kind of like shop setups in their apartment.
Yeah.
And he had a history. Like, you can see what they sell. I'm like, okay, this is like...
Looks legit enough.
100%. Yeah. I showed it to my husband. He was like, it does look legit enough, but please ping your location. And yeah. I had a bad... Again, listen to the instinct.
You gotta leave. Listen to the instinct.
When I got off the train, I was like, man, fucking, it's just weird.
Yeah.
And then he's like taking forever to like wrap everything up because he just wants me to stay so badly. And let me say, I don't know that this guy's a... He's predatory in his like...
Toying.
Yeah.
I also think he's like someone who wants friends so badly.
Yeah, he's like a lonely, weird person.
Yeah, yes. And so I'm like, okay, I think like I'm safe, but I don't want to give this guy an inch because then I'm going to be like talking to him for six more hours.
Totally.
He's wearing a hat that says black sheep and he's like, I'm the black sheep of my family. And I'm like, yeah.
totally.
Buddy, you're the black sheep of this conversation.
Yes. Everywhere you go.
There's two of us here and you're the black sheep.
yes. And then I'm like, Penny Black, is that short for something? I don't know why I'm still talking. I'm like, you're almost out, bitch. Why are you asking follow-up questions? And he's like, he like doesn't say anything. And then he's like, I don't want the government involved in my business. So I'm like, oh, so you're like off the grid? And then I'm like, oh, like taxes? And he's like, yeah, taxes. And I'm like, okay, great. Tax evasion's much better than
I killed in another state.
Yeah. And now I'm reinventing myself. And then I get out and I'm free. And I knew I would be receiving a text from Penny Black. Yeah. I knew it. I'm like, give it two blocks.
Yeah.
Ding. I'd like to take you out for dinner. I knew it.
No.
I knew
way.
It.
Why do that then?
Because he thought we had a great time. This is what it is. He thinks that we were connecting.
Yeah.
I was fighting for my goddamn life.
Yeah.
And he just, he set his little trap and. Yeah. I was in there.
And you said I have a husband.
A million times. Oh, but he's like, no, I'm the new interesting. No one cares about
husbands. About your husband.
Yeah, unfortunately. But
Dang, that's crazy.
It was crazy.
And see, this is why every girl like you needs a girl like me.
Yes.
Because I'm the girl who's gonna go, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shut up.
Because that's my I'm flight.
Yeah.
I'm all flight. I'm in a pinch fight.
Yeah, but
I don't really have the fawn muscle exercise.
That's great.
So you need a dynamic duo of both women.
Because
sometimes you have to be like, we have to be nice to this person. I'm like, I don't like it.
yes. In your
and
eyes,
other times,
face, body
I'm
language.
Like, we do not have to be nice to this person. We have to go.
Yeah.
And I was sending you texts about what was going on, and you're like, I hate this, what is this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, while I'm sending them, I'm like, we knew this was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Andrea, we knew.
Yeah.
And yet we chased the dragon, and we got real close to the sun.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why? But I know exactly why I did it. It's so frustrating to know yourself and still betray yourself.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's every time.
Yeah.
It's you every time. Time to go to a meeting, girly.
Yeah, and it sucks because it's not even like you got to walk away being like, I got this awesome thing.
No, the
like,
stuff sucks.
Yeah,
right.
Like you got like a $150 pinup picture.
I know.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but
it's $3 at a thrift store.
Yeah. Salvation Army would have done. Yeah.
Don't go to that guy though.
I mean, go to a Kinko. Yeah. The moral of the story, go to a damn Kinko.
Just Google woman with full bush and go to a Kinko's and don't almost die.
Yeah. That's what we're telling. Open the schools. Put the women in them. Yeah. We have to teach them.
Oh, my God.
And also, if you're a weird guy out there that's collecting kooky collectibles that are going to attract weird girls, don't be a freak.
Yeah. yes. Thank you.
Because if you have weird collectibles that attract kooky girls, if you're nice, you're going to get laid probably.
You're going to attract kooky girls.
Yeah. Get some kooky girls over. And if you're chill and you're like, well, thank you. Have a good day. And also, we should hang out sometime.
She'll be texting you. She'll text you. Let's get dinner.
30% of the time, there's going to be a girl that's like, let's go look at a kooky.
I'm kooky.
Let's go look at a kooky.
Also,
I'm a kooky bitch.
Penny Black. Hot.
Ah!
hot.
Right.
What a waste. Could have
had it all.
Had it all.
Could have had it all.
So many black-haired women with piercings are just on your doorstep, and you're absolutely biffing it.
I know.
That's even worse.
It's worse. It
Turn
was
the
worse
music
that
down,
he was hot.
Let her lead the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be knee-deep in weird girl pussy.
I know.
Yeah. Especially having a place out in Bensonhurst.
Right, yeah.
Like, they would be like, yeah, we're gonna go settle down over there.
Yeah.
And backyard. Bring my iguana.
Yes.
Yeah. And we're gonna have a beautiful, weird life.
I mean, one time I did... I went on a horrible, not horrible, but like a regular bad date with a guy. Like, we just weren't
clicking.
It just wasn't happening. But then he told me that he had upwards of 15 lizards in his apartment. And I was like, well, I am going to come look at that.
Yeah.
And then I went to his apartment. I looked at all of his little friends. And I said, thank you so much. I'm going to go.
Right.
And he thought that we were going to have sex. But sometimes a girl needs to see a lizard.
Yeah.
Totally. Sure.
And as a weird girl who loves lizards.
Yeah.
I had to go.
Famously. Totally.
And I had to go in and be like, can I hold this one?
Yeah.
It looks like it's smiling.
Can, put this
can
one
I hold him?
Hand?
And he was like, no. And I was like, okay. She doesn't like it. Okay. Well, I guess I know who comes first in this relationship.
It's a lizard than me.
Yeah. I always would be second to the lizard.
Lizard. Oh, you know it
lizard
too.
And you could kiss like...
I was like, did you just go on a date with me because my name sounds like lizard?
Maybe.
Am I your 16th lizard that you're going to collect and put in a terrarium?
On every Lizzie in New York City.
And I would love to live in a terrarium, but I have to be a human woman.
But the amount of crickets you gotta buy.
But if there was a lot of enrichment activities.
Dude, crickets.
Crickets and mice?
Yeah. No, I mean if it was like a Lizzie terrarium.
Oh!
Like it was for me.
You were in a big terrarium.
Yeah. And then he sends down little pieces of pizza.
Yeah.
I know. I used to live in an apartment with like big windows, like a loft with big windows. And every day I was like, my terrarium.
Yeah,
it's like heated by the sun. I was like, this is my little terrarium.
Yeah, she sits in that sun.
And they would watch me.
Yeah, I would see them like this. You know how turtles put their head up when they're trying to get the sun?
Yeah,
it's just like this.
One time, there was an apartment across the street. We could see into each other's apartments, and I could tell that they were watching Drag Race, and I was watching Drag Race, but it was on my laptop, so they couldn't see it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, how weird would it be if I went, no, I can't go over there.
No,
I was like, should I go knock on their door and be like, are you guys watching All-Star Season 4? Because I know there's a great season.
You should have had it open with on your laptop.
Me too.
Like, look, come
me.
In.
And then you're like, I'm also a DJ. And they're like, close the shades. Close the shades.
I have lizards.
Yeah.
Dang, what a bummer. I think if he was slightly...
It could have been so good.
Cooler.
It could have been so good.
I think the problem here, if we want to get to the root of the problem...
Yes, the mother wound.
If we want to get to the bottom of it, the mother wound.
Yeah.
The problem is that you found this person on Facebook.
Yeah.
That is red flag number one.
Yeah.
Had this guy had a cool Instagram.
100%.
It would have been way different.
Yeah.
And cool you would have probably Instagram. Seen some of the signs, too, if you saw him on the Instagram.
A cool curated Instagram, you go, this guy's normal.
Yeah.
He can handle a social media presence. Facebook...
What are we doing?
I mean, Facebook is a fucking it's a meeting
mental
place for the mentally ill.
Yeah. And I'm there.
And you're on.
Yeah.
I did buy an ashtray that looks like a shrimp cocktail.
Oh, by the way, it looks awesome. I saw a picture.
Thank you. The shrimp looks so real.
And here's the thing: I am as a Facebook Marketplace guy. Like, I met a dude who sells plants out of his apartment, and I went with a fellow boy.
Yeah.
And this guy was so cool, and he had a closet with tropical plants, and was like, I love. This one's my baby.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend was there. And I'm like, I love
this.
Ideal
situation.
This is New York.
Yeah.
What I was doing before was like Idaho basement.
Yes.
Mistake.
1980s.
Yeah, 100%.
Full bush.
Before.
Full bush, Penny Black.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you're alive.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks,
Who would
buddy.
Be in that chair?
Yeah, I know, right? Penny Black would be in this chair. Yeah.
Can you imagine if I replaced her immediately?
With him.
Or just any. That'd be so... If Andrea died and I was like... And we're back.
Unfortunate about her, but the show must go on.
The show must go on.
Yeah.
We know the passcode to the studio.
Yeah. Do boys ever get, have you as a boy ever gotten into, because I know girls are famously safe and warm and good, but have you ever been around someone where you're like, this might be it?
I had an internship in college doing graphic design,
mm-hmm.
and I never felt unsafe with this person, but she was just crazy.
Yeah.
And she had a really nice house, and she was
always.
Really good at what she does.
Yeah.
And she was a fantastic designer, and I would have to go to her house all the time. And sometimes she'd be like,
not there, and the door would be like open.
No.
Ajar.
Yeah. And I would just walk in, and then she'd come in like hours later, and she's like, why haven't you done that drawing of a donkey I needed? And I'm like, I just am talking to you now for the first time.
Yeah. And you have to pretend it's not insane.
Yeah. And you're in college, you kind of don't know like what that's supposed to be like.
Yeah.
She was crazy. She would have me do like insane errands for her, and then I'd watch her like nephew sometimes, and he was a terror.
Yeah.
Of course.
This is a very rich. This is a very rich woman.
Very rich woman that had a lot of connections.
Yeah.
And she was just psychotic. She
I will be this woman.
She asked me if I'd smoked weed, and I knew she did, and I just wanted to be on her good side. So, and I don't think I did at the time. And she was
No.
And then she was like, you should try these weed pills. And I was like, oh, sure.
And
yeah,
this was a long time ago, so it wasn't like, oh, regulated, it's 5 milligrams.
No, this is in Georgia when it was not. And so she had these pills, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna save it for later because I'm gonna go out with my friends. And she was like, no, we should do it now, and we'll get into a good space. And I was
sure.
And then we did, and it was too much, dude. I was just too high, and she would ask me to like. It was too weird. It was sucked.
I had a weed problem for a while. Like I was like a huge pothead, did bad psychedelics and weed would make me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be in so many of these situations, literally exactly what you're describing with Penny Black, but I'd be high to a level of full psychosis.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
if I had been high around Penny Black, I would have thrown up.
I mean, one time I was like, I went to like there were these guys I went to college with who were like older and cooler than us.
Yeah.
And I went to their house and I smoked weed before and then I smoked weed with them and I was like in psychosis. Like I was sitting there being like, there are people in the walls. Everyone's following me.
Everyone's so looking at me.
I was just like freaking out. And they were watching Rick and Morty.
Oh my God.
I'm just like sitting there like staring at a TV. I'm literally doing the thing that's like, if I don't move, they won't see me.
Yeah.
Like I was just like sitting there. And then one of them, the one that I like kind of had a crush on, looks at me and he goes, you're too high, aren't you?
Oh, God.
And without saying.
Fuck you, by the way.
Fuck you, by the way.
Yeah.
Also, at the time, they were older than me, so I thought they were adults, but they were like 20.
Yeah, sure.
You know? So, like, whatever. He might have been being like, are you okay? But in my head, it was like, he like beamed lasers through his eyes into my skull and could hear my thoughts.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're too high, aren't you? And without saying a word, I got up and left.
I just
got up and walked out of the apartment. And I continued going to school with them and neither of them ever talked to me again.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's good you left.
Also, from their perspective, that is such a weird person.
Yeah.
You smoked half a joint with a person.
You were the Penny Black of that situation.
And then they stopped moving or talking and then got up and left.
Yeah.
So bizarre.
Yeah. Dude, I had to do the same thing one time. In college, my buddy worked at this bar and we were hanging out. We were drinking one time and it was just me and my two friends, Rita and Neil. And we were hanging out. It was chill. And then this like older guy was there and he was really cool like at the bar. We were just kind of chatting and we were all riffing and he would join in and we were like, oh, he seems cool. He stays super late. I'm staying because my buddy runs the place.
Yeah.
We're just hanging out. And he's like,
staying super late when you're like 45.
Bro.
Sucks.
And when you're like 19, you don't know.
You don't know.
We just go like, oh, this guy's cool. He seems like he has money.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what do you guys want to do? The like city's dying down. We can go back to my place. I don't live far. And we were like, yeah, I mean, we were all drunk.
Of course.
Yeah. We thought he was like nice enough. Dude, we go. It takes us so long to get to his place. He's like deep out in the middle.
Because he has no money.
Yeah.
Because he has no money and he wants to pretend he does. But now you're in his trap.
Into this weird house. It's dark and we're like, bro, we should not be here.
Yeah.
We go and then his vibe kind of changes and he has all these guns. And he's like, do you guys like weed? And we're like, sure. Yeah, man, we're college kids. And then he brings out like the most weed I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's always the most weed I've ever seen.
It's always like a guy, he's like got a friend in Rhode Island.
And it's like a cartoonish amount of weed.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude,
this happened to me in LA.
This has happened to me so many times.
Yeah. It was so much weed. What was that about? And then I think he got like diarrhea and then we just We just left. We left and we like walked on his long driveway and took an Uber. The Uber took like 15 minutes to get the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And can I just say as a blanket statement, shout out diarrhea.
Yeah.
Dude, thank God
because
he got diarrhea.
If you're in a situation like that, either he gets it or you fake it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
diarrhea is a big, I mean, if I was in fucking Penny Black's house and high on weed and freaking out, like, I absolutely would have been like, I just shit my pants. I gotta go.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You have to fake diarrhea.
Dude, I love that you got diarrhea. That's
I
so great.
I was so pumped because we were both, you know, when you're young, you kind of don't know, you just don't know what to do in that situation.
No, no.
And we were a little drunk. We didn't know.
Yeah. And you can't read how weird people are as much. Everyone's exciting and new to you.
Yeah.
You don't
know
the tropes of weird people yet. You're like, oh, this is like a 40-something-year-old loser guy weirdo. Like, let's joke her of this.
We don't, there's no context to know that that guy sucks. So we didn't know it was freaky until we passed all of the exits we usually are familiar with in that town.
And then the hair starts standing up on the back of your neck and you're like, oh,
and me and my buddy in the back chair were like, going,
okay, by the airport. okay, right.
One time I was, speaking of diarrhea, I was at a bar.
And why are we speaking of diarrhea?
I was at a bar famously full of freaks when it was in New York, the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was with some of my, it was like all comics there.
Yeah.
Always. Like it was like a little clubhouse for comics.
Yeah.
But like there would be like occasional like happy hour people, whatever. But this was like late when it would have been all comics.
Yeah.
And there was one guy sitting at the bar alone who everybody could just tell was weird.
Yeah.
Like there was just like, there was like cartoon stink lines of weird coming out.
Yeah.
So we were all kind of like avoiding. But we were like, he was sitting at the bar, so we were like going up to get drinks and stuff.
And a bar in Long Island City, which is a weird, not a place to go alone.
Yeah. But this was at the time when like weird people lived in Long Island City.
Yeah. Got it.
So like, so we were like going up to the bar to get drinks, and me and two of my friends were like standing at the bar. And this guy mentioned that he was on mushrooms. And we were all like, okay, man.
Great.
Yeah. Have a good, good time. Good luck. And then, so once he said he was on mushrooms because we were drunk, we were like, oh, that's what's weird about him.
Sure.
Right.
So
such
we
a relief.
Stopped, like, kind of being afraid of him. So now we're just, like, sitting, like, one seat down from him, like, hanging out at the bar. And then the room suddenly filled with the smell of shit. And we were like, this guy is on mushrooms.
That room always smelled like shit. Like, so for it to smell like real shit.
Actual, like, poop in the air.
I see.
Not like a sewage problem.
My God.
Like, full-blown human poopy.
Yeah.
And so my friend wrote, we all had notebooks because we were there for an open mic. My friend took a piece of paper and wrote a note that said, I think this guy just shit his pants, and gave it to the bartender.
Yeah.
And the bartender was like, I know.
Yeah.
So we're all kind of looking at each other like, what do we do in this situation? And then the guy orders a drink, and the bartender goes, hey, man, I heard you say that you're on mushrooms. I can't serve you.
Yeah.
And we're just, and like, I know this bartender, he would have served something. Like, he was not a good, he was not a
good
reflection on the business, but that guy was not a good guy.
Yeah.
And so, like, but he was using it as a way to get this guy out of the bar.
Right.
So he was like, hey, man, I heard you say you're on mushrooms. I can't serve you. And the guy goes, oh, no worries. I'll just have, like, a Coke. And he was like, fuck. And then the bartender
goes, I didn't anticipate that move.
And then the bartender goes, hey, man, everyone in here knows you shit your pants. You gotta go. And the guy, then we watched a grown man realize he had shit his pants. He was the only person in the room who didn't know he had shit his pants.
No way.
And he like kind of shifted in his seat, and he was like, and he got up and left, stole the delivery guy's bike, and like biked home.
Oh God, don't do the delivery guy's bike.
Yeah.
You already pooped
and
your
pants.
I think
he brought it back or something, but it was like,
no, but you gotta disinfect the seat.
Yeah.
And then like we all had to go home because it smelled like poop, and it was just like,
oh my God,
just like such a nightmare. But I will say diarrhea got like the python out of the room.
Dude, you're right.
Like once he, when he left, there was, it was like a moment where it was like, it was like our team had just won.
Yeah.
Like we were all kind of like, now we can really party.
Poop pants is out of here.
Yeah, poop
pants is
out
of here. Yeah. Dude, pooping your pants at a bar, it's just not the move.
I've peed my pants many times at a bar.
I've peed my pants more times than I would like to
admit
or remember.
Yeah,
sure.
But it was always key in the door of the apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's
just
fine.
Absolutely that's pissing house. My pants. Yeah.
Key in the apartment, you're at your house, legally.
Yeah. 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 And, I'll say, and I like to brag about this as a former drug addict and alcoholic, never shit my pants as an adult.
Yeah, that really.
Me neither, yeah. Dude.
And that's pretty cool.
Same, yeah.
That is pretty cool.
But boy, have I pissed more pants than I'd like to.
Dude, that's fair. Yeah, I think shout out to Diarrhea for getting that guy out of there.
Yeah, shout out to Diarrhea is
we
all I'm saying.
Kind of don't give Diarrhea enough credit.
Also, shout out to Diarrhea. It is the call out of work.
Yeah, because what are you going to do?
Yeah. Like, if true. You are just brave enough to say, I have diarrhea, they won't
make it. It is very brave.
All right, we've all been there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can, like, code it, and you can say food poisoning.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to send an email that says, I have diarrhea.
And Google the spelling of diarrhea every yeah. time.
Well, when my dad was in his 20s, he was a teacher at, like, an inner city school. And so kids would skip class all the time. And he was, like... He was the teacher from, like, that movie, any movie where the teacher is, like...
Nice.
He's the cool, nice one. Nice, he's, like, trying to, like...
Dead Poets.
Yeah. Oh, Dead Poets.
And he's, like, the one that's, like, trying to get them on track for their future, blah, blah. So he was, like,
lovely.
If you're going to miss class, I need a note from your parents.
Yeah.
Or else there's going to be, like, major consequences. You have to have a note from your parents. He was, like, you can come in my class, you cannot do any work, but you have to sit in the classroom, and I'll give you a C... Or you have to have a note from your parents.
Yeah.
So this one time, this kid missed class, and he came back the next day with a note from his parents, and it said, like, sorry, Johnny missed school yesterday. He had D-I-A crossed out, D-I-R crossed out, D-I-H crossed out, and then she wrote, the runs.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
That could be like a comic book family.
Yeah.
That's really good.
To just
to end it with the punchline of the runs is so funny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to figure this out.
Yeah.
She had to spill Chihuahua. The
oh my God.
Freaked out.
What is happening to me today?
Chihuahua. Dude, I dated one of these weird people, a Facebook Marketplace weird
person. I've dated a bunch of these.
Really?
And by dated, I mean they wouldn't call themselves my boyfriend and we were having sex.
Absolutely. Yeah. I met him. He was a bouncer at a bar. And just like we had this like making out outside the bar. My friends were all like, ew, he's 4'11". And I was like, you don't get it. It's
4'11 bouncer. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Good
he
for
was
him.
Cool
he's
as fuck.
Bouncy.
Yeah, he was bouncy. He's a cute little
bouncy
guy.
Little bouncy ball.
Little bouncy ball.
But he had one of these houses.
Yeah.
You know when you go to someone who has a house in New York City and
that's
near...
why I dated that guy who lived in Far Rockaway. I did it for the team. He had a house on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, if I can get the girls over here.
And there's grocery
best
stores.
Summer best summer ever.
There's grocery stores with weird fruits and it's all Asian
and
people
aisles.
There.
Yeah. Oh, big aisles.
Yeah. And you're like, this is my moment. This is a novel. Yeah. I'm getting a coffee from a bodega.
Even
I'm getting a lychee.
Yes. Even people who love New York City crave the suburbs occasionally.
Yeah.
We crave it.
But this
high
fucking
ceiling.
Guy.
A Target that actually sells everything.
This guy was, I think, part of a terrorist group of some sort.
Oh.
Some sort of like, we're not officially a terrorist group.
A good one
group.
Or a bad one?
A good one.
Okay.
Like we are based
Antifa
in.
Antifa kind of thing?
Yes. We're based in Berlin. We sell zines. We're all off the grid. But he, speaking of bodily weird things, he went to go see Marina Abramović, who's a performance artist who used to sit at the MoMA and just stare at people.
Yeah.
He went there, took a bunch of X-lax, and then just, he didn't make it to her, but the plan was to just like shit his pants and vomit in front
kind
of her.
Awesome.
I know, he was cool.
That's kind of awesome.
But he didn't make it, so he just was fully shitting his pants and vomiting and then was like banned from the MoMA. And I'm like, that's cool as fuck.
That's crazy.
Dude.
Yeah.
And he also,
wait,
he was,
maybe it's not cool. Hold on. I'm racking my brain to figure out if it's
what's
cool.
What's the point of that?
To like talk about how modern art's like capitalist and bullshit and like what I don't, is what's the point of any of this, to
also,
be honest?
Also, it is a performance art piece. So like you,
yeah,
the idea
another,
is that you're also
like a hat
performing.
On a hat.
Yeah, exactly. And he also, like, what did he do? He like, threw a bunch of flyers at a police thing. He was cool.
Okay.
He was cool. But one night I went over there and we're having sex, and then he just starts telling me about how his dad died of AIDS in prison. And I was like, you're, like, deeply broken.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That just unlocked a memory. Well, I'm not going to say the... Okay.
Oh.
I went on a date with a guy who told me something deeply, deeply personal on the first date.
That's what these weirdos do.
I'll tell you guys later, but I'm not going to say it on camera because it is a really bad thing that happened to him.
Okay. Oh.
But he told me this on the first date, and I was, like, still in the era of my life where I was like, wow, that's he's so cool. vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
he's really opening up to me. And by the way, he was... Hot.
Of course.
So he looked like he could have been in Sons of Anarchy. He was
hot. Yeah, dude, hotness will buy you such a leash for this type of behavior. Totally. Yeah.
And he was telling me this horrible story of what happened to him. And he was drunk and I was already sober, but like newly, so I was still weird.
Yeah.
And he like, we were like talking and whatever. And he was like, I live right by here. And I was like, okay. So I like went back to his apartment with him. And he had a human woman's femur on his mantle.
What the fuck?
And he knew her name because like
his
someone
ex-wife.
He knows. He said like someone he knows was like a mortician or something and like stole it for him.
That's we can't be doing bones.
He also had a human skull that he bought from an oddities store, and I was like,
nah,
I'm making an emergency call. That's cool.
That's freaky.
And it was just like
bro.
Too freaky, and I was like. I gotta get out. I do think I stayed the night, but what are you gonna do, you know?
Yeah.
So I fled the scene, and then I remember he told me the bar that he lived above, and then like months and months later, I was at that bar with some of my friends, and I was outside with our late friend Kenny DeForest, who ruled.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him, and I was like, oh my God, I went home with a guy who lives above this bar, and I told him that whole story.
Uh-huh.
And then as I'm finishing the story, Kenny's laughing his fucking ass off. And because I told him the stuff I'm leaving out.
Sure, yeah.
And like I, you know, so I'm like telling Kenny the story. He's laughing his ass off. And then I hear someone behind me go, hello. And I turned around and it was him.
No.
But the reason he was coming out of his apartment
is because... He hits you with the femur.
I know. The reason he was coming out of his apartment is because he was having a girl over.
Oh.
So he says hello to me, but there's a girl walking up to him and he looks at me and he goes, this is awkward. And I was like, well, it isn't really.
Yeah, right,
like,
yeah.
I don't, we're strangers.
It's, yeah.
You can date whoever you want.
Yeah.
Like, it's not awkward at all. So he goes upstairs with the girl and then he starts texting me.
Ew.
And he's like, your friends are fucking laughing at me. Nothing about my situation is funny. If you knew what I was going through right now, you wouldn't be fucking laughing. Like all this stuff.
Jeez.
And then Kenny, great line.
Yeah.
Kenny goes, don't worry, I got my punching turquoise ring on. And I was like, love you. And we went to another bar and the guy was still texting me and I was showing Kenny the text and he was like, this guy's trying to get you to come over. Like, he was, like, texting me. He was... The reason the girl was coming over is because, like, they were breaking up.
And so he was trauma like, dumping on the World Wide
the,
Web.
Like, my situation's not funny. Being, like, I'm a broken, sad man.
Yeah.
I need help, whatever. And I was, like, you broke up with a woman tonight and have a femur in your house.
Yeah.
No.
Thank God Kenny was there to be like the voice of reason.
Yeah, otherwise you might have been like, hey, I just want to straighten my shit out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also shout out Kenny for being like, he is hot. He was like, I get it.
Good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, I get why you tried to overlook the femur.
Yeah. You got a strong jawline, you might look overlook the femur.
You're lonely
cool
enough
tattoo.
To overlook the femur. Wait, as a girl's girl, because I feel like you're a guy who is women are instantly comfortable around because you don't have a drop of weird.
Freaky
energy to you. Do you see when your female friends are getting caught in a web? And what do you do? Because a lot of times dudes will let you die out there because they don't want to do the...
And they don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And also, I will say, like, I don't like the ingrained misogyny of this, but when I was doing this, like, weird shit, this, like, fucking creepy
life
random
risky.
Guys, whatever, a lot of times I did... Like, I did need Kenny that night to be like, you're not going over there. Like, sometimes I need a man
to be like, stop.
This is a scary man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think I will just go be myself in that situation.
Yeah.
And then usually the freaky guy's like, this guy's weird.
Yeah.
But she's comfortable around him.
Yeah.
And I'll alpha it without being like, what's up, bro?
Yeah. Because that makes
be like,
it worse.
What's up?
Yeah.
You'll just go goofball it up.
Yeah. I'll be a goofball and they go,
Why
is this guy being goofball?
Yeah.
She's responding to it.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because goofball is weird guy kryptonite because they take
neutralize.
Themselves
so seriously. Yeah.
Oh, that's so
You're
true.
Right.
They're so serious about who they are.
Yeah.
Like, my friends laughing is what set this guy off.
Yeah.
Because we were having goofball time, and he, like, didn't get it.
Right,
you know?
right. Yeah. I remember the one time I can clearly remember this happening is at a show or at a, it was a comedy festival maybe a few months ago, and one of my friends was talking to this weird guy, a comic from somewhere, just being like super weird and kind of hitting on her. Mm-hmm. And I walked over and I was like, I think one of my socks is a dirty sock and the other one's clean. My foot feels all weird.
My foot feels weird. Yeah. I think I have a fungus.
Yeah. And then she was just laughing really hard. And then he was like, yeah, I mean, go change your sock or something, bro.
And now he's bombing.
Yeah. And then she was like, it didn't say anything to him.
Yeah.
And it just gave her enough of a window to be like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Perfect.
And I was like, see you later, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's perfect. That's exactly what women
like that, yeah. I think.
Yeah. To the four straight guys who listen to this podcast. When you see a woman in peril, goofball it up for her.
Yeah.
Do a little goofing.
Yeah. My wife is also the sweetest, and she'll get trapped in situations
Your wife's like a beautiful little angel.
She's such a cutie.
Yeah.
And like freaky guys that don't know we're together or something will like post up and just be freaky with her. And I got to do that sometimes. I remember one time.
In that situation, do you go up and you go, this is my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back off.
Yeah.
This is my wife.
That's my wife.
And we make out.
Yeah.
So and they go, oh shit. Dude,
I love my wife pussy.
Yeah, I get away from my wife.
This is unrelated, but I have to say, your wife is such a cutie.
She's
a cutie.
She really is.
I've only met her once, I think. But the first time I met her, I was like, immediately, like, okay, coolest girl ever.
Yeah.
Also,
she's funny. She's so pretty. Oh my God. You did great. You did great.
But you're both. Both lucky, dude. I was on your Instagram once looking at your wedding photos, being like, oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God. So a perfectly matched couple. I really just love when it works out like that.
Because
it
doesn't
always work out like that.
It really is the best.
Yeah.
I remember when we first started dating, we were at an open mic and there was this really scary guy that was doing comedy at the time. And
there always is. Count on that.
There's a school shooter energy every time.
Dude,
it is funny that they take
shooter.
Turns.
Yeah. And they just kind of
every
swap
time
out.
One goes, a new one comes.
Yeah.
A scene can't have two.
Dude, it's like Bensonhurst when a cop pops out. It's like Bushwick, a comedian pops
in a
out.
Trench coat.
With all black and a bad vibe.
Why are you wearing leather gloves, dude?
Yeah.
Why don't you want your fingerprints to be here? I don't like that.
And you're always doing an act out where you wrap the mic cord around your head and do a pretend noose. And I'm like, oh, you don't think anyone's ever done the pretend noose?
Yeah.
Oh, you think this is fucking new stuff?
Dude,
totally. That guy was hitting on my wife, and then he was like, I would love to see each other sometimes outside the context of comedy.
Outside the context.
Oh, you want to hang out outside of school?
Yeah.
Dude, no. Fat chance, dude. And then she was
fat chance. Love fat chance.
Yeah.
I think it was Santa.
Yeah. Fat chance.
Big fan of fat chance.
Yeah. The fattest chance.
And then she was like, that's my boyfriend over there. And then I remember doing this.
A little wave.
I was going to do that as a joke.
Yeah,
what you do every time you see someone you know.
Hi. Fat chance.
And then he turned around and ran through somebody else's conversation and ran down the street. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
And he didn't do stand-up again. It was such a funny exit to a guy.
He was only just doing stand-up to fuck
to
your
me,
wife.
Then girlfriend, and then he just ran and never did it again. We think about him a lot. We like bring him up a lot.
These people come up a lot in your. There used to be a guy who would just yell. He was French, and he would be like, "Fuck you, Donald Trump, fuck you."
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'll remember you forever, dude."
Yeah.
This is why I'm drawn to the weirdos because of the memories.
I remember one time I was hosting an open mic and a guy went on stage. And when I made this joke, I was pulling from memory, trench coat, leather gloves. Goes on stage. He's like very quietly talking into the microphone like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, so there's absolutely a gun in his coat.
Waiting for the gun.
The way this room was set up, the open mic host sits like next to the stage. And it was a room full of men, two women in the very back and me next to the stage.
Probably
me in the back. I just was sitting there being like, I'm first.
Yeah.
I was like, when this guy shoots up this place, I am so first, it's not even funny. And I forgot to light him to tell him that his time was almost up because I was just sitting there being like, don't look at him. Don't poke the bear. You're first.
Was I nice to my family?
I was like,
these mass moments.
I was like clocking exits in the room. You know, I was like, the two women are in the back. I'll take them with me.
We'll
get out of here. And then I was like, oh my God, it's been 6 minutes. You gotta get on. And then I had to tell him he had to get off stage, and I was like, it's gonna get worse.
Or stay.
Whatever you want,
or stay. This is
and
brilliant.
Again. Never came back.
Nice. That's the best.
Weirdos,
you know? God love them. You need a story.
Can't live without them. Sometimes they'll take your life.
Sometimes they'll just take your damn life.
Your dang good life. Yeah. And you gotta stay immortal.
Dude.
By the way, real quick, you brought back Fat Chance. My boyfriend and I were watching Law & Order SVU, and someone said this. We're bringing back What Gives.
What Gives is great.
There was like a scene where Detective Stabler was pinning a guy to the ground, and the guy goes, "What gives?" and my boyfriend and I were like, "Dude, What Gives?
What Gives is great.
Huge. Yeah,
huge. That's huge.
You're in Penny Black's house. You get to be like, "Hey, man, what gives?
What gives?"
What gives, dude? Yeah.
And also, Fat Chance.
And by the way,
did.
Fat Chance. What gives and not for nothing, Fat Chance. a guy I fucked like decades ago. I told you this. He texted me recently in the middle of the night. I should have wrote back Fat Chance. You're going to send me a hey at 1 a.m.? Yeah. Fat Chance.
You get Fat Chance as the guy, you at least chuckle and put your phone away.
Yeah.
You're not like ruminating.
You'd hope.
You go, all right.
All right, Fat That's Chance.
Fair. Lizzie still got it.
Well, so this is Respectfully Podcast, and since Shaunik always brings the sweetest and funniest segments, I want to hear some of your ideas.
Okay.
What's going on in your world?
Respectfully, we got to be nicer to magicians, dude.
I love this.
Yeah,
I love this.
We do.
Magicians, we're being mean to them, and they know magic, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Dumbledore.
Speaking of weird guys, we got to assuage.
Yes.
Be chill around magicians.
They know magic.
They know magic.
They don't even have to bring a gun.
Yeah. No. They're going to cut. We put women in boxes, and they section off their legs.
Yeah.
They need to fawn around those guys
a little bit. Yeah. Fawn around the goat. Wow, that's crazy cool trick.
Yeah. And can I be honest? It is crazy cool.
It is crazy cool.
We're shitting on them all the time, dude. It is crazy cool.
Dude, yes. I was at a coffee shop. The reason I thought about this, two girls talking about a date they had, and they were like, "Ah!" And then you wouldn't believe it. I found out he did fucking magic, and I turned around and I was like, "You should be so lucky.
You should be ashamed of yourself, ladies.
You could have been in a red sequin dress doing magic with him.
Right? You could have married a sorcerer.
Yes.
And you decided to date a finance man.
Yeah."
You're a
fool. You could have wowed your parents.
You absolute pig bitch.
Yes. He could have, is this your card right out of your pussy? Yes. And it's a joker because he's a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
God. Certainly. And the trick she was describing, I don't remember it, but it didn't seem weird. It seemed whimsical.
Yeah.
Let men be whimsical.
As if they don't, they get into that
weird Penny Black.
Yeah. A failed magician is a DJ.
Yes. A failed magician to Penny Black pipeline is a serious thing.
It's real.
That's going to happen. If you don't let these guys learn how to do a little shuffle trick with some cards, they're going to become other sinister
Boys
types
need
of
hobbies.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. There's this musician I really like who I've mentioned on the podcast before. He's like a sort of country folk singer, but he's a leftist and he's queer, and his name is Willie Carlisle. Mm. And he has a song called Tulsa's Last Magician that will make you weep.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I saw him live and he said he wrote the song because he was at a bar where a magic show was happening that was poorly attended.
They're always
so
poorly attended.
He was like the only guy at the bar, so they were all like doing magic on him, and his first reaction was to be like, these fucking knuckleheads.
Yeah.
But then he realized, he was like, I'm a musician. I've played so many shows to one person.
Yeah.
Right.
These are just guys doing their best.
Yeah.
And then he like changed his mindset and let them do magic on him. And then he wrote the most beautiful and heartbreaking song about being a struggling artist, But in the song, it's about being a magician, but it applies to being everything. A struggling person.
Yeah.
And if you let your mind open to magicians, you can create some of the greatest art known to man.
Let a sorcerer lift your spirit.
Maybe one of those magicians put a spell on him that let him write that song.
Yeah,
very possible.
It could have happened. Also, I believe that last night the Knicks won the game because one guy, and I saw the receipt, paid an Etsy witch.
Yes, I saw that too.
Oh,
and
that's
I
fun.
Think that there may be some truth to that.
I started an Etsy witch chant at a Knicks bar last night. Etsy witch! Etsy witch!
Dude, by the way, we give Etsy witches and fucking astrology bitches all the leash in the world because we want to fuck them.
Yeah.
But we are not letting magicians who are the
because
same guy.
Because he's a neckbeard?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Maybe his neck breaks out when he shaves it.
Yeah.
You ever think of that, you pig bitch?
You ever think of that, you pig bitch?
all of this to that girl.
Yeah.
20-year-old girl all of this
20-year-old girl in a variety coffee shop.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, ever thought you're a pig bitch? And your judgmentalness is actually really unbecoming?
Yeah, it's unbecoming. You should be so lucky.
Unbecoming is all you.
Dude, by the way, I saw someone do maybe the meanest thing I've ever seen someone
but
do
it's
to
so
a magician.
Funny. I know this story and it's so funny.
It's so funny, but it's so evil, and I have so many mixed feelings about it. I think about it all the time. It's a friend of ours who used to be more evil and has gone to therapy and is now a little bit more nice.
Great.
But the evil's still in there a little bit.
Yeah.
So she had speaking of girls, she had a warehouse party. We're all on the roof.
Ooh.
Bushwick. Mm-hmm. She's turning classy something. And she's like the mean, cool, bitchy girl in the comedy scene. So everyone's like a little scared of her. But like then as other girls, you want her to respect you.
Yeah.
But she's like mean to you still. And you're like, well, I'll just like earn her respect, but you never will.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with her. I was like, why are you so mean to me? Which is a conversation I've had many times. But she hired a magician. Clearly, it was like a paid gig. Like, he was like so excited, and it was a cool party. And her thing was like, let's all just be fucking so mean to this magician.
What?
Yes, like the.
Well, I think what happened.
It was
in my
Lizzie.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Because I've talked to her about this too. I think she didn't like send around a memo.
Yeah,
but she was just like, I'm gonna invite a frankly struggling magician to a party full of comedians.
Yes, the meanest. Yeah.
And that is a death trap.
You put a little, you put a Willoughby in a
cage. Especially
she's
mean. I think if I invite a magician,
right.
the tone is, let's get into them.
Yeah, but then your friends are like the roasty kind of comedian, you know,
And we're all bitter and mean and like can't be vulnerable. So this guy being all excited to do his little tricks, we're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm so edgy and cool.
And he just had to keep going up to different groups of comedians and pulling out a card.
And they'd ignore him. They would ignore him. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Fuck, this makes me sad.
Dude, and then he came up to me and he was like, can I do a trick? And like, please don't tell me to fuck off because like no one's talking to me. And I was like, you can do a trick for me.
Yeah.
That lady's mean and I always ask her why she's so mean. It's not your fault. It's your fault.
Dude, your point they know magic is so true.
Well, they could do magic
they
on
could
you.
Do magic on you.
Yeah.
They could.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love magicians. I love magic because it works on me.
Yep.
Yeah.
I know it's a trick, but it works on me, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care if that person was planted in the audience. It's working on me.
Yeah.
And because I was raised Catholic, I get this feeling when I watch magic shows where I go, the devil's in here.
Yes.
I'm like, I get nervous.
The guy knows the devil.
You gotta be nice.
He knows the devil. Direct line.
Direct line, Jerry.
He's gonna Skype the devil.
MySpace.my friends. The devil's a devil.
Dude, also the devil so is a magician. If anyone in our society
he's
is
got a
magician,
little mustache and a little goatee.
Yes,
he wears a he has a big cape.
Yeah.
Canonically dressed like a magician.
Yeah. And we're just gonna be rude to the devil.
The devil?
I don't think so.
On a rooftop
nice
and you're an open micer and you think you
he's
can
trying to
spar
have a
with the devil. They're gonna throw him off the roof.
Yeah.
And
dude.
I supported it. It was one of the meanest. I think about it all the time. And
no,
I'm like,
we gotta
he didn't
be
deserve
chill
that.
To magicians.
Yeah.
For sure.
You do, yes. Chill to weird guys. Guys, have boundaries.
Yeah.
Fight, flight, fawn.
Yeah.
Also, maybe be a little nice.
Yeah.
If people are going through things that you don't even know anything about.
Yeah, and if you're a guy and you see your girlfriend's in trouble, go over there and just be silly.
Yeah.
And also, not for nothing, yes, people are going through things that you don't know anything about. A magician, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
you're right.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing this because it's going perfect.
Yeah. Yes.
I got
like,
three kids.
Maybe,
I love
maybe
them.
If yeah. you're like at a sold out show in Vegas, but sure. if you're like in a bar and a magician's
yeah.
there,
yeah.
fucking cut the guy a break.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Totally. Or girl. Are there girl magicians?
Yeah, there must be.
Yeah, yeah. I would
maybe
love
we
see.
Should get into that. That might be an untapped market.
Yeah.
Dude, correct.
Yeah. yeah. Girl magic.
Oh, but yeah. those are witches. That's that too.
That's witches. That's true, true, true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And again, my boyfriend sent me the screenshot of the receipt of the guy who paid the.
How much did he pay her?
$8.
Oh, nice.
Paid an Etsy witch so that the Knicks would win. He sent me the receipt being like, haha, isn't this funny? And I was like, I actually think those are very serious women and we're using one for our wedding, so the weather's good. I was like, do not cross her.
Yeah.
No, keep her. Actually keep her number.
She'll curse yeah. the moon and we'll have COVID again.
Dude, anytime I'm with like a tarot girl, an astrology girl,
I do get nervous.
I get nervous.
I'm nice to those girls, bro. You don't know
yeah.
what they
you
know,
don't
bro.
Know.
One time I was going through a hard time and a tarot girl handed me a rock and I felt like there was like the power of it was in my hand and it was too much for me and I got scared and gave it back.
Whoa, yeah, for real? Yeah, what'd yeah, you think yeah. was gonna happen? You just
well again, I raised Catholic, so I was like, this
devil
is dark
rock.
Magic,
devil
the devil's
rock.
In the room.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I had to be like, you take that, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Wiccans.
Yeah.
Wiccan.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
Wiccan?
It's like the religion of witchcraft.
Oh,
yeah,
Wiccans.
Yeah.
I see.
And yeah, so while I fear it, I do respect it.
I yes. just like you just sea. Gotta walk with a light foot around those people.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean?
You
treat
do.
Them like the like you would the sea.
Because yeah. if you respect yeah. it, fear it,
respect
cherish it,
it, fear it, and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, also, I have OCD.
Yeah.
So there's always a little part of my brain that's like, oh, you weren't nice to them, and then you were
yep.
cursed for 1,000 lives because
yep.
right.
you had to just be a bitch
yep.
to someone who's maybe schizophrenic, and yeah. also respect that as well. This
yeah.
this collection of rocks is the only thing stopping this person from killing their children.
Yeah.
yeah.
Let them.
Let's
yeah.
enjoy the
Let
rocks.
A rock is so much more chill than a baby in a bathtub.
Yes. yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Totally, dude. Yeah, let them rock out and just go, wow, that's awesome.
Wow, that's
so
awesome.
Cool, dude.
That's so cool.
Congrats.
And maybe do that to people in general.
Yeah.
Unless,
yeah.
unless you're in their home.
Yep.
Yeah.
And in which case, turn around and leave.
turn yep. around and leave.
turn right around. Walk on by.
Walk on by. Seanick, you're the best.
You're
you
the,
guys are
best.
The best.
Tell the people where to find you.
Seanick G on Instagram. Also, I got a podcast, Slumber Pod. Go check it out.
Oh,
it's
my
really
God.
Funny.
Yee.
It's really
so
funny, and it's like the best idea ever for a podcast.
yeah.
It's just three guys in a bed having a slumber party.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It's actually rules.
They're under the covers.
We're deconstructing misogyny. We're being
it's
free
so
with our emotions.
Funny.
We're funny.
Yeah, it's very yeah. fun.
Seanick also does follows Instagram because lately, and I don't know if you're still on this train, but you've been dropping these memes that are like, they're like
one of the best meme guys
like,
in the biz.
Like photo booth style weird.
Yeah.
Like with like the grains and the polarizing
yep.
colors.
Thank you
yep.
so much.
And it's like, this guy comes to the party and it starts. And it's yeah. just Seanick being like, yeah.
Literally some of
yeah.
the best memes in the
yeah,
biz.
Thank
yeah.
you so much, guys.
And I, it really,
I've been off of it for a week, but I'm going to
get
back to
back
it
on.
Yeah, yeah. It lifts my spirits, really.
Okay,
really.
Bet. Thank you so much.
Yes, no, God, he's a great follow. Lizzie, where can they find you?
Follow me follow on Instagram you. At Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls. Come to my show every Wednesday at 9 at the Gutter in Brooklyn. That's it. Andrea?
Woo! Andrea Comedy 69 on all platforms and follow our podcast on YouTube. Respectfully, Bondes. Good night.
And if you're good, maybe we'll do magic.
Woo!
Ah!
Okay.